Good evening, everyone. I am back to read chapters 4 and 5 in the book of Proverbs. This is Holy Week, which began on April the 2nd, and it's going to run until April the 8th. So during this Holy Week, let me share with you some more readings from the Holy Bible. In the book of Proverbs. So I'm going to be reading again chapters 4 and 5. Let me begin. A father's wise advice. My children, listen when your father corrects you. Pay attention and learn good judgment, for I'm giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my instructions, for I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved as my mother's only child. My father taught me, take my words to heart, follow my commands, and you will live. Get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her and she will honor you. She will place a lovely wreath on your head. She will present you with a beautiful crown. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long good life. I will teach you wisdom ways and lead you in straight paths. When you walk, you won't be held back. When you run, you won't stumble. Take hold of my instructions. Don't let them go. Guard them, for they are the key to life. Don't do as the wicked do, and don't follow the paths of evildoers. Don't even think about it. Don't go that way. Turn away and keep moving. For evil people can't sleep until they've done their evil deed for the day. They can't rest until they've caused someone to stumble. They eat the food of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they are stumbling over. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Excuse me. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Now here is chapter 5. And the title of chapter 5 is Avoid Immoral Women. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen carefully to my wise counsel. Then you will show discernment, and your lips will express what you've learned. For the lips of an immoral woman are as sweet as honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is as bitter as poison, as dangerous as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave, for she cares nothing about the path to life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't realize it. So now, my sons, listen to me. Never stray from what I am about to say. Stay away from her. Don't go near the door of her house. If you do, you will lose your honor and will lose to merciless people all you have achieved. Strangers will consume your wealth, and someone else will enjoy the fruit of your labor. In the end, you will groan in anguish when disease consumes your body. You will say, how I hated discipline. If only I had not ignored all the warnings. Oh, Why didn't I listen to my teachers? Why didn't I pay attention to my instructors? I have come to the brink of utter ruin, and now I must face a public disgrace. Drink water from your own well. Share your love only with your wife. Why spill the water of your springs in the streets, having sex with just anyone? You should reserve it for yourselves. Never share it with strangers. Let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. She is a loving deer, a graceful doe. Let her breast satisfy you always. May you always be captivated by her love. Why be captivated, my son, by an immoral woman, or fondle the breasts of her promiscuous women? For the Lord sees clearly what a man does, examining every path he takes. An evil man is held captive by his own sins. They are ropes that catch and hold him. He will die for lack of self-control. He will be lost because of his great foolishness. So that concludes chapters 4 and 5 in the book of Proverbs. I just so love reading about all of this wisdom and teachings for how we are to, as human beings, and how we as children of God need to preserve how we live, you know, as far as our characters, character. And I mean, it's good. Wisdom is so good. Knowledge help pass tests and accomplish tasks, but wisdom, this is what I'm speaking. And I'm reading this from the content of the book of Proverbs. And let me repeat this. Knowledge can help you pass tests and accomplish tasks, but wisdom will guide you through the most important decisions in life. How everyone, I believe everyone, should read the book of Proverbs. You know, I do. I believe everyone should read this important book on wisdom. But, oh my goodness, it is so very real and so very true. Self-control is so important. And that is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, is self-control. Okay, you guys, so that concludes. And I will come back again and read chapters 6 and 7 in the book of Proverbs later this week. And 6 and 7 are pretty long. But yeah, so I will read this in the next few days. Okay. So love, peace, and in Christ. Good night.